To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of a community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Retirees Union, and the president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight, I'm joined by my sister in the struggle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm the vice president of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. I'm a retired from the International United Auto Workers Women's Department in Detroit. And I'm also president and CEO of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Tonight, our guest is Travis Nelson. He is a proud grandson of Louisiana sharecroppers and an officer of the Democratic Party of Oregon and the current Western Regional Director of the DNC Black Caucus. He also serves on the Democratic National Committee. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, Tina and Miss Audrey. How are you all doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Okay, so
good.
I'm so glad you're able to join us tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the selection process for the Oregon delegates for the national convention that's set to take place in Milwaukee during the week of July 13th through the 16th of 2020. So, Brother Nelson, before we get started on that, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm a board-certified registered nurse. I work for the Washington State Nurses Association as a nurse representative. WSNA is both the professional association and the union for nurses in the state of Washington. I also work with the Oregon Nurses Association in mainly a volunteer capacity. I serve on the Cabinet on Health Policy and on the Oregon Nurses Association PAC Board. And so as a result of working for WSNA, I'm a member of WSNA and the Oregon Nurses Association, a member of the American Federation of Teachers, because that is the national union for both of those organizations. And then as a staff person, I'm represented by Teamsters. So I actually belong to four different unions, technically. So I got involved with the State Democratic Party in 2015, and I was elected chair of the DPO Black Caucus in 2016. That same year, I worked real hard for Hillary Clinton and several other candidates, including Representative Janelle Bynum, our only elected black woman to the Oregon House of Representatives. And after the 2016 election, when Hillary lost, I decided to make a run for one of Oregon's three elected DNC committee person positions. Now, there are three elected DNC positions from Oregon, but there are five total because the chair of the party and the first vice chair are also DNC members. Additionally, I think it's important to note that the governor is a member of the DNC by way of the Governors Association, and Ellen Rosenblum is also on the DNC by way of the Democratic Attorney General's Association. So I ran for the DNC because I thought my voice as somebody who was black, LGBTQ+, a healthcare professional, and a union member and representative needed to be heard.
Okay. So, like I said, tonight's show, we're going to talk about the selection process. Can you give our listeners a brief rundown of how that process is? Because it's a little complicated.
Yeah, it is a little complicated, and it's difficult for people to understand. So on May 19th, Oregon will have its Democratic Party primary, at which people will be able to say, a registered Democrat in Oregon will be able to say whether they support Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. And basically from now until May 21st, people will be able to run as a delegate by going to www.dpo.org/2020 to register to run for either a delegate position for Bernie or for Biden. The delegates will be chosen at district conventions the weekend of June 6th. And if they don't get elected there, they'll have a shot to get elected at the state convention on June 20th. The candidates get selected by campaigning hard. So what that typically means is printing up some type of lit, and I think there is a $25 fee to get listed in the voter's pamphlet that folks will have at the district conventions and the state convention. They also get elected by getting their friends and family to register to run at the district and state level, also by going to that www.dpo.org/2020 website. And it also helps if they fall into one of our categories targeted for representation. One of my goals as chair of the 2020 Oregon Delegate Selection Committee for the Democratic National Convention was to have the most diverse delegation possible. So we've set targets for African Americans, Asian and Pacific Islanders, a Hispanic person, non-binary persons are also included, disabled persons, American Indian folks, disabled folks, youth, veterans, and rural folks as well.
Okay, so there's a two-vote process. You said the district and then the state, is that correct?
Yeah. So, essentially, everybody who signs up, the best way to get selected is by signing up to run at the district, state, and national level.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you sign up to register at the district level, the weekend of June 6th, in your congressional district, there will be a convention site. So, if you live in CD1, which is Congresswoman Susan Bond Amici's district, on Saturday, June 6th, there's going to be a convention at Evergreen Middle School in Hillsboro. If you live in Congressional District 2, which is Congressman Walden, if you live in his district, you will have your convention at Blue Mountain Community College in Pendleton. If you live in Congressional District 3, which is basically Greater Portland, and Congressman Blumenauer's district, your convention will be on Saturday, June 7th at Park Rose High. If you live in Congressional District 4, which is Congressman, why is it escaping me? DeFazio. If you live in Congressman DeFazio's district, your convention will be on Sunday, June 7th at Umpqua Community College. And if you live in Congressional District 5, which is Congressman Schrader's district, your convention will be in Salem, Oregon at Leslie Middle School.
Okay. So...
And if you get elected...
Go right ahead.
Oh, if you get elected there, then you won't have to run at the state level. You will be a delegate to the Democratic National Committee as a delegate who was elected at the district level. If you do not get elected there, you'll have another shot at the state convention, which is 2 weekends later, at Hood River Valley High School.
So when you fill out the form online, you should indicate that you want to participate both in the congressional district and at the statewide level. Is that correct?
Yes, at the congressional district and the statewide level. And for your supporters, they need to indicate that they want to participate at the district level and the state level, but not at the national convention level.
Gotcha.
It's also important that if you are going to, let's just say, for instance, you're going to run the a Bernie delegate, your supporters who go there with you need to run as Bernie delegates as well, because at the convention, everybody will start out together, and then they will separate into two different rooms, one for Bernie folks and one for Biden folks, to choose their delegates.
So what happens to people who, what happens to past candidates who've already dropped out? We won't be voting for them at all, correct?
Well, that's actually a really good question. So the number of delegates for each candidate is determined by the outcome of the May 19th primary.
Mm-hmm.
So we're assuming, since all the candidates have dropped out, essentially, except for Biden and Bernie, that those are going to be the candidates who get the most votes in the primary.
Okay.
However, any candidate that gets at least 15% of the vote in any congressional district or statewide will get delegates. So if by some happenstance Elizabeth Warren ends up getting 16% either statewide in some district, and you said you want to be a delegate for Elizabeth Warren, You could potentially be a delegate for her. That is highly, highly unlikely, though, considering she has dropped out at this point.
Okay. All right. So give us a brief rundown about what's going to actually take place on those days.
Yeah. At the district convention, you'll basically show up at the location, and you will register. And then you will begin your campaigning. So when I ran in 2016, I was not an officer of the party or Democratic National Committee person, and I had to run to be a delegate. And I had folks with me who were handing out the list that I created at the door near the registration table. And that was before we all gathered in the one big room. After everyone was registered and we started officially, we gathered in the one big room. We kind of got a spiel as it relates to what to expect for the rest of the afternoon. And then we broke out into our two different groups. Bernie was in one room, Hillary was in the other. And I went into the Hillary room. And then everybody who was a candidate for Hillary Clinton at the district level was broken out into male and female. And everybody gave a speech, and after the speeches for the men, I believe the men then had their vote, and then after the men's vote, women gave their speeches, and then the women had their vote, and after a very long afternoon, we're hoping they won't be as long as they were last time, we ended up electing our women delegates and our male delegates. What has changed this time around is that we have been intentionally inclusive of non-binary folks. So if folks say they're non-binary when they go online and register, they will have their own chance to speak at the delegate conventions as a non-binary person.
So when you say speeches, how long do those speeches usually last?
They're usually really quick. You got to be pretty efficient. Those speeches are usually, they usually give you anywhere from 30 seconds to about 2 minutes. And 2 minutes is on the long side. So you can typically expect to speak, I'd say, 60 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds.
Right, because they base it on how many candidates there are, don't they? Based on how much time.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so essentially, you know, let's just say 30 minutes may be awarded for speeches, and if there are, you know, 30 candidates, then essentially everybody will get a minute to speak. If there are less than that, you may get more, and if there are more than that, you'll get less. We're expecting a pretty big turnout this time around.
Really?
We have a lot of energetic... Well, we are, yeah. We have we've got a lot of energetic Bernie folks. We've got folks who are also energized for Biden, and then we have all these folks who are energized to beat Trump. You know, in 2016, the thought of a Trump presidency, I think by most Democrats, was something that seemed impossible. I think most of us have been struck at the level of incompetence and the disaster that's been the Trump presidency. And so you've got a lot of folks who are energized to get him out of office and want to be a part of the process in selecting the Democratic nominee for 2020.
So could you briefly tell our listeners who pays for this if you get elected?
That's a real good point. So if you get elected, you are responsible for covering your own costs.
Right.
The Democratic Party of Oregon does have a small amount of funds set aside to help folks who are in significant financial need, but it's up to you to raise your own money. And the cost ranges anywhere from, I'd say, $1,500 to $4,000, just right, depending on how you want to travel.
Yeah.
The most expensive part of the of going to convention is the hotel room,
right,
which will range anywhere. We're thinking about $300 to $400 a night.
Wow.
So if you're paying that on your own for five nights, that's a lot of money in addition to your airfare and food you may want to purchase. However, if you get roommates, you can cut the cost of that dramatically.
Sure.
And that's what a lot of folks did in 2016. They would have three, four, sometimes even five roommates. I had two roommates, which helped cut down the cost for me.
Sure.
I actually got helped in 2016 by my union.
Uh-huh.
AFT actually helped me out, and the Teamsters helped me out as well. So at the end of the day, I actually didn't have to pay anything out of pocket because I went to my unions and inquired as to whether they'd be willing to help, and the Nationals were happy to help in providing a stipend for me if I agreed to go and be a representative for the unions that I'm a member of.
Yeah. I know I've gone in the past and was lucky enough to also get some assistance. But again, that's not a guarantee.
No, it's not a guarantee. And there were a lot of folks who did GoFundMe, folks who did call time. You know, if you know 20 folks who are willing to support you, who can all spare, you know, $100.
Sure.
And you're willing to put the effort and the time into doing that, you know, that gets you $2,000 right there.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'd like to take this time to remind our listeners that they are listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. Tonight, our guest, if you've just joined us, our guest is Travis Nelson, who is the proud grandson of Louisiana sharecroppers, an officer with the Democratic Party of Oregon, and the current Western Regional Director of the DNC Black Caucus. So, Sister Audrey, you want to pick up?
Well, he's covered so many of these questions that I've wanted to ask. I just want to reiterate some of the things you've already repeated, like boards of district and state convention selection dates. And you did say it was June the 6th, am I correct?
The weekend of June the 6th will be the district conventions, and then June 20th is the state convention in Hood River at Hood River Valley High School.
Okay, good. And how many delegates will Oregon have to select?
Well, in total, Oregon will send about 70 delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
Uh-huh.
Some of those delegates are unpledged delegates, and some delegates will be elected at the state level, and then some delegates will be elected at the district level.
Okay, is the selection process, do you think, going to be affected by this
virus we got going around here, coronavirus?
Yeah, you know, this coronavirus, we just don't know, you know. There's all kinds of things being said about it. There are folks who are saying, you know, by June, it should be mostly, it should have mostly cycled through. There are folks who are saying that may not happen till September. So we just don't know at this point. State party is working closely with the Democratic National Committee, and we're essentially playing it by ear, and just, you know, seeing what's going to happen.
And just quickly, and I'm sure you said this through your other things that you said, if a person wanted to be a delegate, bottom line, what is the first thing they have to do? Like, what would they have to do, like, number one? What would be the first thing they have to do?
Well, the first thing they should do is go to dpo.org/2020 and read through all the literature there on those pages. There's more information than you can shake a stick at on that site, and it's very well laid out. And then after they've done that, they need to register before May 21st.
May 21st, okay.
Yes, register by May 21st, I believe at 5 p.m. And I tell people to get, you know, the sooner you get registered, the better. However, people often want to see how the primary is going to work out here in Oregon on May 19th. So there are many people who will wait until the evening of May 19th or even May 20th or May 21st to register and pledge to either Bernie or Biden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tina?
Yes.
Okay, those were the questions I wanted to ask him, but I really want to know how we can further conversation with you to have more questions. Is the contact number or something that we can contact you with? Do you have that available for us?
Yeah, my email address is pretty simple. It's travis@dpo.org. So if you have questions about the process, if you're interested in running, please reach out to me. We want folks in our labor community to run as well. It's very important that labor is represented at the Democratic National Convention. It's also real important that labor is represented within our party. We have a labor caucus within the Democratic Party of Oregon that is chaired by Donna Nyberg. But, you know, we've got a lot of young folks who brought a lot of youth and energy to the party, but a lot of them don't know labor, and many of them aren't union members and don't really understand the issues that we're dealing with, such as combating the Freedom Foundation and right to work, and
right.
Making sure that we've got, you know, solid project labor agreements and community benefit agreements, and that we've got the strongest contracts possible, and that we've got state legislators that, you know, are fighting for folks and aren't doing things like voting to cut PERS. So if you're interested in getting involved with the Democratic Party and being a voice within the party for labor, please shoot me an email. Again, my email address is travis@dpo.org.
Thank you so much.
So
okay, Tina?
Do you want to close up for us?
Sure. First, thank you so much. So informative, Travis. I just have to tell you that. Congratulations on your appointment and all that you do. I never knew that there was so much work required. I've never gone to a convention, but glad that you're there and you're representing us at the DNC Black Caucus, too. So, thank you for that. And as we close, I just want to like to remind our listeners about our month of the Coalition of Black Trade Union. We will hold our next meeting on the second Tuesday. We do it every month, second Tuesday. It will be the next meeting is on April the 14th, 2020. And given the current medical crisis we are experiencing, our meeting will be held. So therefore, we do teleconference. So starting at 6 p.m. So if you are interested in participating, please contact a personal message on our Facebook page, Our email address is orcbcu10@gmail.com. Let me repeat that again. orcbcu10@gmail.com. If you have any questions you want to ask, please email us. We would love to hear from you. So join us in our involving adventure of representing Black union workers at the Coalition of Black Trade Unions here in Oregon.
So, brother,
I'd just like to add.
Go
I'd
ahead.
Just like to add, since I have the opportunity, before we wrap up, is that I'm part of a youth group, and we have an awards luncheon every year. But this the coronavirus, we had a scholarship awards luncheon scheduled for May the 2nd. We're going to postpone it until things get better, where we honor students as they go into college or if they go into apprenticeship program. So I just want to say that we had it scheduled for May the 2nd, but at this time, it's postponed.
I also want to note that the Good in the Hood celebration has also has been canceled this year based on the health crisis that we're all going through right now. So, Brother Travis, I got about a minute and a half left. Can you tell me what was the most exciting thing that you went to at the Philadelphia convention?
Wow, well, you know, in Philadelphia, we were there together, Sister Tina. and for me, it was an exciting experience. I had never done anything like that before. You know, I love the Black Caucus meeting. I actually got invited to an AFC luncheon and a Teamsters luncheon.
Uh-huh.
At the Teamsters luncheon, I was expecting a room full of folks, right?
Yeah.
But I walk into the restaurant and I say I'm here for the Teamsters luncheon, and I get walked back to this private room where I'm there with about 10 other folks
uh-huh.
at a table with James Hoffa Jr.
Wow.
So, I got to meet James Hoffa Jr. I had lunch with him. Mm-hmm. He was very pleasant. My father was a lifelong Teamster. He actually
uh-huh.
retired at age 58 on the Teamster's pension.
Okay.
And I asked Jimmy Hoffa Jr. to call my dad and have a conversation with him. And he did. And my dad didn't believe it was him at first.
Uh-huh.
But I was able to convince him, and he was absolutely tickled. And I texted him a picture with me and him afterwards just to prove that, yes, he was really talking to James Hoffa Jr. With him being a lifelong Teamster. So that was a moment that sticks out for me for sure.
Well, wonderful. Well, I hope that in listening to you, that our listeners will give it a shot in trying to become a delegate, because, again, it is truly, truly an exciting process. And so I'd like to close out by thanking you once again for coming in and talking to our listeners about how that process goes.
Well, thank you both so, so much. And thank you all for the work that you do, spreading the word about the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. And I'm happy to say I'm now a proud member as well. And
yeah.
I encourage others to join as well. So thank you very much.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to call it an evening. Well, thank you very much. And holla.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Maybe you understand me now.